Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Well, folks, it's been a long journey through the book of the Revelation. I don't know how many weeks. It's been numerous. It's been months since we started Revelation chapter 1, and I've enjoyed every Sunday. And we're in the last chapter of the last book of God's Word. Something special about this chapter, not only is it the last chapter in the book of the Revelation, we know that it's God's final revelation. This is the last revelation that God gives to us. We believe that God no longer gives revelation, that we believe the inspired word of God, it was the revelation from God to man. So this is the final revelation. It's also the final description. So we see the final revelation, the final description that we see in Revelation 22. We looked at the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21 focuses on the New Jerusalem. Well, Revelation 22 kind of focuses outside that great city that's built by God. And we're going to look at that in just a moment. But I want you to notice these are some interesting things about the final things we find in the book of Revelation 22. Final revelation, the final description. We have the final invitation that's given in all Scripture. There's an invitation that we'll get to later in a week or two in the book of Revelation. There's also the final warning. It's in book of Revelation chapter number 22, the final warning. And then we see that final prayer given in Revelation 22. So a lot of last things, not just in the book of Revelation, but in this great chapter, the last things, the final things that we see in Revelation chapter number 22. This morning, I want to focus on the first five verses this morning, Revelation chapter number 22. Now, you know, this is at the end of the millennium. Let me begin. Let me give you a brief synopsis. I believe that Jesus could come at any moment, don't you? Amen. I believe in the imminent return of Jesus Christ. That word imminent means that he can come at any moment. Not that he would come, but that he could come. I believe he could come today. Amen. I hope you do too. I told you, I have some preacher friends that just don't agree with me about this. Some think we're going to go through the middle of the tribulation, or some at the end of the tribulation or whatever. And I don't argue with them because they've been wrong before, and I tell them that. You know? I tell you what, if you're right and I see the Antichrist, sign that agreement with Israel, and I see the Antichrist rise up and all these things start taking place, that we read in, I said, I will give you a phone call. And I'll say, brother so-and-so, you were right. We need to prepare for, the tribulation or whatever, because we see these things taking place. I said, but if I'm right, as we go up in heaven, I won't help. I told you I was right. Of course, it's just a joke, there's no doubt in my mind that Jesus could come at any moment. That's what's called imminent mentality, okay? After that, we looked at in just 2 minutes synopsis before we get in Revelation 22. After the imminent imminent coming of Christ, I believe this is going to be the battle of Gog and Magog. Ezekiel 37. We talked about that in discussions where Russia and the northern countries come against Israel and everything's destroyed, but 1/6 of the armies. Remember, you read that in 37, 38, then the part of Ezekiel. I believe that takes place after the rapture, after translation of saints. And then after the battle of Gog and Magog, that battle there, then I believe that the Antichrist will come because everything's in chaos and the wars have taken place. They've come against Israel. My strong conviction. We won't be here, but the Antichrist will come. We read about it in the book of Daniel. And he's going to sign that agreement with Israel, that covenant, that they now can build a temple on the Temple Mountain. And again, I won't go into all the details. We've been there, done that. And that's the beginning of what's called Daniel's 70th week. The rapture, the tribulation, the translation is not Daniel's 70th week. Daniel's 70th week is when the Antichrist signs that agreement, and we see that in Daniel. Okay, a lot of people confuse those at the rapture of Daniel 70. No, there's going to be a time frame between the rapture and Daniel 70th week. I think it's going to be a short time frame, but nevertheless, it's going to be a short time frame. All right. Daniel 70th week kicks in, 7 years of tribulation period. We've already learned this. It's described different ways in the book of the Revelation. 42 months. Time times and half times. 1260 days. Are you following? But it's still speaking of that same week, that seven-year period of the tribulation period. In the middle of the tribulation period, the Antichrist comes, and there's controversy whether he was slain or he appeared to be slain or whatever, but whatever side you take, I take it that he was slain and wounded as unto death. The Bible says he seems to rise from the dead and the world follows him. Matter of fact, we read in the book of Revelation, who can kill this? You know, I mean, he was dead and now look at him. So the whole world follows the Antichrist in the middle of the tribulation period. He enters into the temple that the Jews had built, declares himself to be God. That is what's called the abomination of desolation. The next 3.5 years take place. We call it Jacob's days of trouble, whatever how you want to phrase it. But the last 3.5 years take place, that great tribulation period. And that's what Jesus said. Such things will take place, tribulation that has never been on the face of this earth, nor will ever take place. Awful things will take place during that last 3.5 years of tribulation. Okay, I said 2 minutes. Give me one more minute. I'm done past my 2 minute part. Okay, at the end of the tribulation period, Jesus comes in his revelation. It's very important to note that the tribulation is divided into segments. 42 months, time times and half times, 3.5 years. The important days to me are the 1260 days. And then I believe that Jesus comes in his revelation on the 1260th day of the revelation. Okay? Now, there are going to be a lot. Now, we don't know the day that when Jesus comes for us for the rapture. But the revelation, there's going to be people who are reading this book and going to realize that Jesus is coming in Revelation 1260 days. They're going to see that, okay? Mainly the Jewish people. And I won't get into that. That we talked about this, I say weeks, it's been months ago now. But at 1260 days, Jesus comes in his revelation. And he does the judgment of the living nations. He separates the sheep from the goats. These are the living people who survived the tribulation period. 3/4 of the world's population has been destroyed through the tribulation period. Approximately 1/4 of people have survived, saved and unsaved. Jesus comes. The angels come. We see this in Matthew 24:25. And the angels come and gather all the living who survived. Are y'all with me? During the tribulation period. And they stand before Jesus at the judgment of the living nations. And the Bible tells us he separates the sheep from the goats. Daniel talks about 1290 days and 35 days. Okay, 1335 days, Daniel chapter 12. Okay, we looked at those days. Back. Those days are there for a reason. They're just not fillers. 1260 days, Jesus comes. In the Revelation, the next 30 days is that time span from 1260 to 1290 is the judgment of the living nations, where he separates the sheep from the goats. Then 1335th day, Daniel says in Daniel chapter 12, blessed is he that cometh into the 1335th day. Are y'all following? Not the 1260, not the 1290, but the 1335th day. And he noted those days by the date of the abomination of desolation. Remember, we looked at that in the book of Daniel. The abomination of desolation was in the middle of the tribulation. 1290 days is after the abomination of desolation. 30 days after his revelation, the judgment of living nations is complete.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.